الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، today's topic is about Hamza Yusuf. You know, he has a few outrageous statements that he made, such as Islam being rescued by Buddhism. And today we talk about his stuff on Maturidis and Ash'aris. These are two creeds. And the Ash'aris today are maybe outnumber Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah because they're spread all out and they use governments to suppress people of the Sunnah. So Maturidis and Ash'aris, their sects, they have some major differences and similarities too. But so Hamza Yusuf here says that Maturidi and Ash'ari creeds came from Buddhist logic. Let's go directly to what he said and our, you know, response. Hamza Yusuf says, what is interesting about Central Asia is that he, meaning Abu Mansur al-Maturidi, and the other sheikh who started, claimed to have started the Ash'ari Madhab, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, Abu Mansur al-Maturidi. So he says, what's interesting about Central Asia is he came from a place, meaning Abu Mansur al-Maturidi, came from a place that is a central of Buddhist learning, and I find this deeply significant. I actually wrote a paper called How the Buddhists Saved Islam. It is a paper in which I tried, and I've never seen this anywhere. I agree, I've never seen it anywhere else also. To show that the paradoxical formulas that are introduced by the Maturidis and Ash'aris are actually coming from Buddhist logic. Interesting. Our response. Hamza Yusuf is fascinated with and by sophisticated looking long terms. We discussed before his using of anthropomorphism. Take a breath while saying it, which is actually tashbih. Why don't you use tashbih? Anyway, here we have another term, paradoxical formulas. What does that even mean? I don't know. Let's bring a new term down to the level of normal speech. Or let's try, at least. So, the term paradoxical, seeming impossible or difficult to understand, this is the meaning of it, from dictionaries, seeming impossible or difficult to understand because of containing two opposite facts or characteristics. It's like going in circles, isn't it? This is actually the Cambridge.org dictionary on the term. So paradoxical as two opposites facts, and here we mention the opposite facts. He says paradoxical, they say the seemingly opposite facts. Let's talk about opposite facts. The Quran, part of Allah's kalam, and the Sunnah describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with attributes of glory worthy of His perfect majesty, including His kalam and having a hand and a face. It's in the Quran and the Sunnah. The Maturidis describe Allah with none of that, neither having a hand, a face, or kalam. To them, Allah can't speak with whatever He wills, whenever He wills. They can talk. They can talk and talk and talk. But Allah, He can't do kalam. They can do a lot of kalam. And Ahlus Sunnah called them Ahlul Kalam. the Maturidis and Ash'aris and people like them. The Maturidis even say that the Quran is a created being. And as we know, all created beings die. Alhamdulillah, the Quran is still alive with us. So they said two opposite facts, also two opposite characteristics. Paradoxical, excuse my pronouncing, paradoxical, as two opposite characteristics. Let's say going in circles, paradoxical. Okay. A creed that agrees with Allah when He describes Himself without tashbih, meaning without equating Allah's attributes with attributes of creation, or ta'til, that is denying Allah's attributes, or ta'wil, that is that is altering the apparent meaning of Allah's attributes. And they all revolve around the ayah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ Surah 4, ayah 12. There is nothing like Allah, nothing. And He is السَّمِيعُ, the all-hearer, الْبَصِيرُ, the all-seer. So the ayah, what does the ayah do here? Denies tashbih, Allah being equated with the creation in any way or form, and affirms Allah's attributes. See the ayah? It's in the Quran. Read it. Open your copy of the Quran and read it there. 4:12. As opposed to another characteristic, you see, we mentioned here one characteristic, a creed, which is the way of a Salaf al-Salih that describes Allah with what He described Himself with and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Him with. As compared to another characteristic which is a creed that denies most of Allah's attributes except for 4, 7, 10, or as much or as less as Allah's creation. Here a Maturidi is generous with Allah, his creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying 5, 7, 10, 14, but the rest, they don't agree with that with them because they claim that if you approve of Allah's attributes, you are equating Him with creation. But the ayah, just one ayah, destroyed their entire methodology. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ, there is nothing. كَمِثْلِهِ like Him, شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like unto Him. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Here there is a denial and affirmation. Put them together, you'll be safe in your aqidah. And you don't need the Buddhists to rescue your aqidah. Yet even when approving, Maturidis mostly deny the essence of what they are approving by using nonsensical formulas. That's what he's referring to. Formulas. And they tell you this and that and this and that. And what's the end of it? They deny Allah's attributes. We don't need that. Allah described Himself in the Quran. We take it. They also deny the rest of Allah's attributes, meaning beyond the 5, 7, 10, 14, that any of them, as generous as they are with Allah, would approve, even approving in a way that actually invalidates these attributes. Hamza Yusuf is correct here to describe Maturidi and Ash'ari formulas as being paradoxical. So I mentioned here two facts, opposing facts, correct one and wrong one, and two opposing characteristics, the good one and the bad one. So he's calling their formulas as paradoxical, since their formulas contradict the essence of the Quran and Sunnah. So the Quran goes this way, they go that way. And they are impossible to understand their formulas, and massively contradictory to each other and to the Quran and Sunnah. There is a war that started from the beginning between the Maturidis and the Ash'aris, Maturidis and Ahlul Sunnah, Ash'aris and Ahlul Sunnah. However, I really seriously doubt that any Maturidi or Ash'ari scholar would appreciate Hamza Yusuf calling their stuff as paradoxical formulas and being coming from Buddhist logic. Buddhist. In fact, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, affirmed Allah's hand, face, and kalam. That's why there are differences between the two sects. So how can you put them together in one sentence? They have a lot of differences and hostility. But he put them together and then he said that their ideas came from Buddhism. Buddhists rescued Islam. You should feel as outraged as I am for this man calling your religion being rescued by Buddhism and Buddhists. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the correct creed, which was correct and complete and perfect from the beginning. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during Hajjatul Wada', the last Hajj he made, and the only Hajj he made as being a prophet from a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the Hijrah. So after the Hijrah, the only Hajj. Hajjatul Wada', the farewell Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him during that Hajj a magnificent ayah. It was the day of Arafah, a Friday, and it was in Mecca when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received this ayah. And I'll end with this ayah. Al-yawma, today, akmaltu, completed, lakum, for you, deenakum, your religion, wa atmamtu, and perfected, alaykum, all around you, for you, ni'mati, my favor, wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, and I'm pleased for you that Islam is your religion. So, a religion that was completed, perfected, and it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any way for Buddhists of all people, the same people who killed Muslims in Myanmar, Burma? They were the ones who were leading all these crowds that killed Muslims, you know? And they didn't go on demonstrations in the street because Muslims were killed. They're going now in the demonstrations because they claim that their leader, who was actually supportive of the army that killed Muslims, and those armies were led by Buddhist monks, you know, Islam was rescued by Buddhists and Buddhism. No, we don't need it. No, we don't need it. And we don't need you. And for you who listen to Hamza Yusuf, you know, there's lots of nice talk here and there. Look for the essence. What's he calling you to? He's insulting the Ash'aris and the Maturidi, because I think better of these, you know, two sects, especially the Ash'aris. We had some major scholars of Hadith who were Ash'aris. You know, that's their decision. That's what they decided to do. But we have major scholars from this sect. And he is insulting them by saying that their formulas came from Buddhism and Buddhists. So, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam died. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for completing our religion, perfecting it, and we don't need anybody or anyone or anything to rescue Islam. It's perfect as it is. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.